So we're doing here. So it's Shabbos Mem Beis Men Alpha, Kli Rishon Kli Sheni. So the Mishnah says that if you have a Kli Rishon, you take a flame off the pot off the fire, you can't put in spices. It's a Kli Rishon is Mevasha. Kli Rishon is when you take it off the ash. But the Kli Sheni is Mevasha. It's not Mevasha. Okay? This is again Shabbos Mem Beis Men Alpha. So Kli Sheni is Mevasha. So we want to know what's the idea that a Kli Rishon is Mevasha. I mean, in theory, Bishul on Shabbos is always through ash. Okay, like Chamei Tveri or the sun is not Mevashal, Min HaTorah. So Bishul is through Eish. So you could say, where's the Eish in the Kli Rishon? So you could ask, in theory, where's the Eish in Bishul altogether? Right? I mean, Sli, I understand. Sli is where the flame that touches the food, like a barbecue. But in Bishul, there's always an intermediary, water, a pot. Right? But the answer would seem to be is that's the idea of Bishul. See, in Sli, the flame cooks directly. But a Bishul, the flame creates a cooker, creates a pot-water combo or whatever, which in turn cooks the food. And that's the manner in which the Eish cooks. The Eish doesn't cook directly. The Eish cooks through creating a Mevashel, namely the pot and the water and, you know, that whole environment of Bishul. And through that environment is what cooks. So therefore, since that's the case, even if I take it off of the flame... So, but if this environment still exists and it's still cooking because of the power of the Eish, which infused to the pot into the water. So therefore that is how the Eish is Mevashel. The Eish is never Mevashel, per se. It's always Mevashel through creating this thing. So long as this thing is still boiling hot, so then it's the exact same thing as if the Eish is there or is not there. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. The Eish is still through the Eish. That's the way, that is the Eish in Bishul. Okay, the ish functions to create the object. So the object still exists. Who cares if the ish there? But once it gets below boiling, now it's no longer going to be the ish. Right? And now there's no remnants of the ish anymore. I mean, I guess this wouldn't be Marshall anyways if it's cold or whatever. Anyway, so that's how it relates to the essentially it goes much to a seach. I mean, maybe it has to really be boiling. Sounds like it. Don't say you have to love this ball. I mean, I'm not sure if we hold that way, but it seems it has to be related back to the ish. As long as it's Rosayach, now it relates. So on a simple level, I mean, you could argue, you could say, so according to this logic, what do you say about a Kli Sheni? So you could say is that, it depends, but you could say that what the Bishul creates an environment of, the Eish creates an environment of Bishul, which is the pot and the water, and you know. And Kli Sheni, what you do is you have the water, is the same water, but you don't have the pot. It's a new pot. That's not the pot of Bishul. You know, I mean, it's not the pot which the Eish enabled. Okay, so you could say that what it creates an environment of Bishul, and the environment of Bishul is the Kli Rishon. Kli Sheni has no relationship to the Eish anymore. You know, I mean, that's not the Kli. Or you could argue that what the Mevashel is the water. I mean, you could say that the Eish creates the water, and the water is really the Mevashel. The Kli just holds it in place. And in which case, you'd say you could argue that Kli Sheni could also be as long as the water is still boiling, you know, still the same temperature because the water was enabled by the Eish. And that would depend, I mean, in theory, that could depend upon how you understand what's the Eish, how is the Eish relating to the food? Is the Eish relating to the, is the Eish through the environment of Bishul, which is the pot and the water as a unit, or you say, no, it's just the water. If it's just the water, then you're going to have to explain why it is that a Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, because in theory, Kli Sheni is related to the Eish, just like Kli Rishon is related to the Eish, through the water. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, you definitely could argue that the pot is a part of the cooking process. I mean, the water, it's not just water. I mean, the pot, you could say the pot doesn't just hold the water, but the pot, it keeps in the heat. It's metal, it absorbs the heat. I mean, it's part of the whole Bishul. The pot, the walls of the pot and the water. I mean, it's all one unit which creates Bishul. So now when you put in a Kli Sheni, even though you have the water, it's true you have the same water, but it's not the... The water alone isn't related to the Eish. It's the whole unit. Or you could say, no, is that essentially the water is a Mevashel, and the pot just holds it in place. So if you put in a new thing, in theory, it should also be a Mevashel. In which case, you're going to have to look for a reason why Kli Sheni isn't Mevashel. Okay. So maybe let's keep this in mind. Let's look at the Tosus. So Tosus takes up the issue of what to do with Kli Sheni. And Tosus says, Vishmamina, it's on Mem Mabes. So it says, Vishmamina Kli Sheni Ena Mevashel. So it says, basically whatever the sugya is there, but it's basically saying Kli Sheni is Mevashel. It's not Mevashel. So he says, Tema, Maishna Klishani Mikli Rishon. The Yasalas of Filklishanami, Vinyansalasafilkrishanami and Avasha. I mean, this is a simple question. The question is, if you just see, you know, hear the thing, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, something we should bother some altogether about the halacha of Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, is that it should all boil down to temperature. Okay, it should all boil down to temperature.
That's what we had a big...
Yeah, fun of that. Yeah. Okay, so boil down to temperature. So, because the question is, what temperature does Bishul take place? And there is a temperature. The temperature is Yatzalanas. So the question is, if it's, what's the whole deal? Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni? Just ask the simple question. What is the temperature? Let's say it's 100. Let's say Yatzalah is 110 degrees. You say, is it 110 degrees? Is it not 110 degrees? In fact, it's possible, that you could have a Kli Rishon which is 110 degrees, and you could have a Kli Sheni which is 150 degrees. And yet you're going to tell me that the Kli Rishon which is 110 degrees cooks, and Kli Sheni which is 150 degrees doesn't cook.
What's strange. What's 150? The Kli itself is 150?
The water in the clay. The water, I mean the water which you're cooking with.
How did it heat up?
How did it heat up? It's from the Kli Rishon. You pour it into the Kli Sheni. It was a super duper hot. It was up.
How's
to
it hotter than the Kli Sheni than the Kli Rishon?
You could have a case that Kli Rishon could sit in there for a time. I mean it could wait in the Kli Rishon until it gets to right or whatever. So it seemed to be, I mean I'll just elaborate until this question, but the question essentially is it's an arbitrary distinction, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. It should all boil down to temperature. If it's above Yatzalah, it should cook no matter what. And if it's below Yatzalah, then it shouldn't cook no matter what. The Tosfos says, so we for us so far, it wouldn't necessarily bother us. Because we're just saying, it's true, it's the same temperature, but the thing is, it has to be related to the Eish. And what relates it to the, what's related to the Eish is Kli Rishon, just because that's what the Eish enables a Kli Rishon to be a Mavasha. But the Kli Sheni is not related, it's not that object which is related to the Eish. So therefore, you'd say it's not Mavasha. Right? But Tosfos gives that, says different. It's V'Eish Lomar, Fish a Kli Rishon, Mitosha Amar Al Ha'or. Dofnosav chamen umachzik chuma zman meruba. And they gave it it's going to keep its heat for a long time, and it's
the pot itself is hot.
Like the pot itself has been heated up, so therefore lekachnosav boshir the kozmash yatzalah this bow also. So therefore they said as long as it's still yatzalah this bow, it's awesome. It's funny why he brings that.
Yeah.
It's like an avol klisheni alpha gav the yatzalah this bow mutter. The end of Nosav Chamin, Vahalukum Skar. So Nosbara Kli Sheni. So even though it's Yatzalah this bow, it's Mutter, because its walls aren't hot, and basically it's on its way down. As you pour the thing into the water in the pot may very well be, the second you pour it in, it may be very hot.
Right.
But it doesn't have a long life.
Because the pot itself
is going to cool. Yeah, the pot is cool. So we give it enough time, a short amount of time, it's going to all cool down. It's going to cool down. So since it has a much lesser life of heat, so presumably it's not going to cook. In general, I mean, I guess cooking takes a certain amount of time. Right? So what do you mean? Who cares what it's going to do in the future? But right now, right, what do I care? But presumably it means because Bishul takes time. Bishul isn't an instantaneous thing, so Bishul takes time. So if the thing is, even though it could be mevashal at this moment, but since it's holich miskarer, so it's not mevashal. But a Kli Rishon, since it's going to retain its heat for a long time, right? Because the walls are hot, it's all a totally hot environment. So, I mean, it will dissipate slowly. But so, therefore, they say that will be a Mavasha. Now, how do you define a Kli Rishon when up until what point? You say, as long as it's still outside this spot. So, you could argue, that the moment that the Kli Rishon is the outside of this bow, it's going to cool down quicker than the Kli Sheni at the moment you pour the water in, because there's a range. Let's say the second the Kli Rishon, you take it off the Eish, let's say it has 15 minutes until it's less than the outside of the spell. So if you put in the food in the thing at minute 14, so it only has a minute left. But a Kli Sheni, let's say it has 3 minutes after you pour into the Kli Rishon. So if you put the food in at that point, so then it's going to last longer. But yet, you don't differentiate like that. As you say, Kli Rishon cooks, Kli Sheni doesn't cook. And I think Kli Rishon, you don't just say how long is there left.
You define the thing itself.
Define the thing itself, right? Is it a Kli Rishon or is it a Kli Sheni? Kli Rishon cooks, Kli Sheni doesn't cook. Tosfos says, I don't think Tosfos is saying what we're saying, because the Kli Rishon is related to the Eish and the Kli Sheni isn't. You know, because that's a conceptual thing, is that the Eish cooks through the Kli Rishon. I mean, and not through the Kli Sheni. It doesn't do with the fact that the Kli Sheni is going to cool it down, even if it didn't cool it down. But the point is, that second Kli had nothing to do with the Eish. It never shaykhs to the Eish. And the Kli Rishon is that which was enabled by the Eish. So Tosis is true, is making reference to the fact that the Kli Rishon was on the Eish, and therefore it was heated by the Eish, the walls were heated, and Kli Sheni isn't. But that's in terms of heat transference or whatever, not a conceptual point, like we were saying, because it doesn't relate to the fire. So he's saying, no, really, you could say the water is doing the cooking. But the only thing is that the water, when it's in the Kli Rishon, is going to cook because it has a long life. When it's on the Kli Sheni, it doesn't have a long life. So he's still going by the water, it seems, but he's making this chiluk between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni because of how long they're going to last. Now, what's it based upon, how long it's going to last? Yeah, because of the walls. What's the svara for Tosfos? I mean, what's the svara? I mean, who cares? Bottom line is it cook or does it not cook? I mean, how's he answering his question, really?
Yeah.
Because it seems to be the same problem. If it's Yasla, it's Yasla, it's Yasla, it's not Yasla. So who cares if it's cooling down, not cooling down? I mean, what's the difference? Or look at the object. Did it cook or did it not cook? I think on a simple level, what I was saying is that Bishul has to have categories. I mean, you can't just say, is this Bishul? You can't just cut the thing open and taste it and see if it cooked. I mean, that's not a halachic system. Bishul has to... There is a system of Bishul, and there are certain things that which are objectively defined as Mavashal, and other things which are not defined as Mavashal. And I guess it's systematized. It doesn't just go on a case-by-case basis. Now, the question is what is capable of Bishul? What's not capable of Bishul? Okay? So you could say... So in theory, you could have argued, yeah, it's all this spell. It's all this spell is capable of Bishul, and it's all this spell is not capable of Bishul. Okay? The problem is... The thing is that Bishul is a process which takes time. Like I said, if you have, let's say Yosef Spo is 110, if you have water, it's exactly 110, and you put a potato into it, it's not going to cook, because in a minute it's going to be less than 110. So it's not going to be able to do it. So Bishul is a process which takes time. You need sustained heat. Okay? So if that's the case, if you have water which is about to cool down, so that's not going to be a Mavashah. And if you don't, and you have water which is not about to cool down, so then it will be Mavasha. So how does Chazal objectify that? They objectify that in Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Because Kli Rishon in general is a temperature which is going to be sustained. Because whatever temperature the water is, the walls of the pot also are that temperature. And therefore, the temperature is what you have. It's going to stay that way for some time. So therefore, generically, a Kli Rishon is going to be a Mavasha. Okay, because it's going to retain its heat. The heat properties are such, which are fixed. They're somewhat fixed. But in a Kli Sheni, whatever temperature you have is really a fleeting temperature. Because it's in the water temperature is whatever temperature it is, but the pot temperature is cold. And therefore, the temperature is dropping. Because obviously the pot didn't start off as being Roy Lebeshel, the pot started off as being room temperature, so whatever. So it's constantly cooling down and equilibrating with the pot, which is 70 degrees or whatever. So therefore the Kli Sheni is intrinsically a cooling down situation. So you say, in general, a Kli Sheni is not going to be a Mavasha. And if you think about it, like something you can imagine trying to cook something in a pot, which is you turn off the flame, but it's still going to be there, so the heat's going to be retained. But something which is a situation which is a dispersing heat, it's not a situation of Bishul. So therefore, Tosfos is saying is that it's true that the Eish relates to Mayim, enables Mayim to be a Mavashel. But Mayim isn't a Mavashel under all conditions. It's only a Mavashel under conditions where it's going to retain its heat. And in Kli Rishon it will retain its heat, and Kli Sheni is not going to retain its heat. So therefore, Chazal said, Kli Rishon is Mavashel, Kli Sheni is not Mavashel. Now, it could be if you took a case. I mean, I don't think, it would seem to me pretty simple. I mean, I'm not 100% sure of this, but if you had a case where Mamash, that case was 110, and you put a potato in there, and you're certain that in a second it cools down, it doesn't cook. I mean, I don't know if he's saying that.
It's denying
the reality. But I think what he is saying, though, is in a Kli Sheni, even if it does cook, it's not defined as Bishul, because Bishul has parameters. You know what I mean? It's just like, even if it is Mavashel, There are recognized situations of veshel. Just like if it would cook in a famit varia, it wouldn't be defined as veshel because you don't just go by the object. You have to set up a system. And on the system, it says, Kli Rishon is capable of veshel, Kli Sheni is not, generically. Now, if you could have took a case where Kli Sheni does cook, that's very nice, but there are categories here. But if you took a Kli Rishon, if it didn't cook, it didn't cook, so then what do you fire for? Veshel? There's no veshel. I mean, sure, Kli Rishon could be a mevashel, but it wasn't. You know what I mean? So, but a Kli Sheni, if it is, it doesn't matter because the system is based upon universals. And in general, a Kli Rishon is a mevashel, a Kli Sheni is a mevashel. Aish enables water to cook in a certain manner when it's in the Kli Rishon. But not because of like what we were saying, because conceptually the pot is a part of it, but because in terms of heat properties, that's the way it works. It's different than what we were saying. What we were saying is because it's not related to the Aish. Kli Sheni couldn't be related to the Aish because it's too far removed from it. You know what I mean? Because the Aish is only through the pot and the water, the whole thing. That's what we were saying. But in Tosfos, it seems to be saying is no. In theory, it's really just the mind. The mind is related to the Aish. It's not because it doesn't relate to the Aish, but the way in which Aish enables water to be a mevashel is in the conditions of a Kli Rishon. Because of the heat properties of a Kli Rishon versus a Kli Sheni. In theory, if Kli Sheni had the same heat properties as a Kli Rishon, it would have been able to be mevashel in a Kli Rishon.
It's not because of
this. I mean, in theory, an afkamin would be. I don't think it's really an afkamin. I don't think it's a case. But let's say you're in a climate or something where Kli Sheni is how to retain their heat. I mean, as the pressure was right or whatever it is, it was very hot outside or whatever it is that even the water, it didn't lose its heat. Like, let's say the world were that way. I mean, in theory, you know? So according to the way we're saying, it doesn't matter because it's sheni. It doesn't relate to the Aish. The Aish had no relationship to that pot. According to Tosfos' way, yeah, he doesn't care that it's sheni. The point is because the heat properties. If a Kli Sheni has the heat properties of a Kli Rishon, that would be fine. And that would also be a Mevashel. So that's Tanakama. Okay, so that's the Tanakama Mishnah. Now the Mishnah brings in Shitas Rav Yehuda. So Tanakama is straight. Kli Rishon is Mevashel. Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. Right? It's as simple as could be.
Everything else is just why and how.
Yeah, right. But that's the fact. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, the chol hu nosein chutz midavar sheyesh b'chametz mitzir. Okay, so you're allowed to put the spices into anything, unless there is chometz or tzir, which are like vinegar or brine. Okay, apparently these things are like salty, and that speeds up the cooking process. Okay, speeds up the cooking process. Rashi, the Gemara mefarish ahei koi, a kli rishon or a kli sheni. Okay, so what's he talking about? The Gemara's going to explain. So we'll hold that off the Gemara. Chutz midavar sheyesh b'chametz mitzir, shemus bashal is tavel and kein rosam. They cook the spices when they're hot. So tzir hanotiv min adagim shakoshon son machpesh. Whatever. So when you soak or pickle this, the fish, so it's the leftovers, right? It's the brine. Okay. So you boil it. Rabbi Yehuda, reisha koi l'kulo, adom asef koi l'chomra. So what does it mean?
What did the Rashi mean? The first Rashi
in Rabbi Yehuda? So it says, Rabbi Yehuda, Reisho, L'kulo, because what does it mean? Because it means like this. The Mishnah has two things. That basically a Kli Rishon is Mevashel, and a Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. So is, a Reisho means, Rashi, a Ilfis de Asar Tanakama, on the Kli Rishon, which the Tanakama Asu, is come Rabbi Yehuda, Chol Fasim, and also in the Kli Rishon, lo Mevashel. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming along and saying, no.
Right.
Kli Rishon is not Mevashel, unless you have Chometz or Tzir. So in other words, he is being Mekel. He's being Mekel, because then you can even put it into Kli Rishon. Once it's off the Aish, it's not going to be a Mevashel, unless there's Chometz or Tzir. Or do you say no? Odoma Seifa Koi, Akar V'tam, Chod V'kosho V'tanakam, the Kli Sheni, V'kam Alei Rabbi Yehuda, V'chol Kairos, Tam Chuyim, Odin Olcha, Chol Shem Dover Sheish, B'chometz, Kli Sheni Amilo. So in other words, then he's saying a chumrah. The seifa koi means the seifa saying Kli Sheni is not mevashel. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, hold on a second, it depends. If it's chometz tzir, then Kli Sheni will be a mevashel. Chometz tzir will be a mevashel. Not so fast.
Yep.
The answers, I mean, we'll define it. Tashma, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, L'chol fasa menosin, L'chol akderus rosachas, menosin, chutz v'der v'sheish pa chometz, v'tzir. So you see that he's going on the resha, and he's l'kula. Right? Yes.
Yep.
So I guess we'll go in order. Okay, we'll go in order. The Reisha Lekula is, but that's what we hold anyway. So Reisha Lekula means, so right, because I mean, depending on which way you go, it's a totally different machloka. So I mean,
right.
Yeah, obviously they're two different svaras. They have nothing to do with one another in theory. Okay, so it says, so if you say the Reisha, it means that Kli Rishon, the Tanakh has a Kli Rishon, the Mavashal, Kli Rishon is not Mavashal. And the Tanakh and Rav Yehuda is saying, Kli Rishon itself is not Mavashal. Unless it's Chometz and Sir. Unless it's Chometz and Sir. Right? Unless Chometz and Sir. Chometz and Sir, then the Kli Rishon will be Mavashal.
Chometz
and Sir are better cookers.
By Kli Rishon.
Yeah, so then even by Kli Rishon will come. It's Kli Rishon, John won't come. But by Chometz and Sir, well. Yeah, the Rambam Pirshas Mishnah says on Chometz and Sir, Fishehim Emarim HaBeshel. Okay, they speed up the Beshel. I mean, I think it's straight, but that's what he says. I mean, they speed it up. If you didn't have this Chometz and Sir deal, you'd say that Rav Yehuda is saying is that Bishel is only through Eish. Without Eish, Bishel can never be. Without Eish, basically he's denying this whole phenomenon of Kli Rishon, because Bishel needs Eish directly. But you see, he's not doing that, because he agrees that that you could have Bishel through the Chometz and Sir.
Just not unaided.
The Chometz and Sir, right? Just not unaided with the Chometz and Sir. So, right, I mean, that's what's interesting. So, I mean, it doesn't seem, it seems like he agrees in theory by with this move. He just says that Kli Rishon is not going to do it in general, unless you have this help. So, I mean, according to the way I was learning, if you say the problem with the reason why Kli Rishon works not Kli Sheni is because Kli Rishon is related to the Eish and Kli Sheni isn't related to the Eish, it doesn't seem in any way Chometz and Sir is going to make it any more related to the Eish than anything else. I mean, it relates to the Eish because it's in Kli Rishon. So that just seems to be not the that way of thinking just seems to not get you anywhere in terms of differentiating between Chometz and Sir and explanations through Yehuda. But if you go the, so it would seem you have to go the other type of way, like those are the saying, is because it cools it down, it takes a long time to cook or whatever. You know, Bishel takes time, and a Kli Sheni doesn't have enough time, and Kli Rishon does. And in which case, it would seem, I mean, just on a factual level, that Rav Yehuda's saying is that even Kli Rishon isn't going to quite do it quick enough. Even Kli Rishon does cool down, and once it's cooling down, it's not going to do it. Unless you have something speeding up your cooking process, namely Chometz and Sir. If you have Chometz and Sir, which is going to speed it up, then you can make it on the, you know, you can make it in time, in general. But if you don't have Chometz and Sir, you're not going to make it in time. In which case, the Chum would be saying, no, you can still make it in time, even without a Chometz and Sir. Problem is, like, what kind of a chalukas is that? I mean, it sounds like a factual thing. One point that I just want to point out is that in general, the question is, like we're saying, is that how long will it take to cook this thing, right? I mean, that's kind of the question, is how cooked is cooked? I mean, if I cook it a tiny bit, is it cooked? If I make the potato a little bit soft, is that cooking? You know, I mean, it seems to me that's important here, because we're questioning how long does it take, what?
Efficacy.
The question how long it has to be there, or is it enough time? Is the Kli Rishon going to cook, or is the Kli Rishon not going to cook, you know? So just as a fact, in general, it's a cooker thing, for the Bichai for Bishel, it's Mechav Andrasai. Which is basically, it's the Shir, it's right? A third or a half, it's Mechav. It's half Bishel or third Bishel. But basically, it's the way these robbers, whatever, is Bandrasai, that's Mechav, who they were. But these people used to eat their food, not fully cooked. So that's, basically, that's where it's Roy Lachila for somebody, you know? It's Roy Lachila for somebody, and once it's Roy Lachila for somebody, that's special. You have to be cook a thing up until that point. So I'm just telling you that fact, because you're not aware of it. This is one problem, and let's set up the other way for tomorrow. So we don't have time, to think about the problem. But, so that's the way if you say Lachula, right? If you say Lachumra, it means that really, Rav Yehuda is introducing a new idea. That a Kli Sheni could be a Mavashel. How could a Kli Sheni be a Mavashel? It could be a Mavashel if you have an assistant. The Chometz and Sir. So the Chachamim say, no, there's no Kli Sheni can ever be a Mavashel. Right? Kli Sheni can never be a Mavashel. But Rav Yehuda is saying, well, it depends. If you have Chometz and Sir, so then it will be. It will be able to be a Mavashel. Right?
Yeah.
So that's the question. Again, you have the same type of problem. I mean, will it work in general by Chometz and Sir, or will it not work in general? You know what I mean? Will it work that way, or will it not work that way? Right, and as the Quintos, you'll say, is that it's Rav Yehuda's argument. The whole thing, Kli Sheni loses heat. Oh, well, Chometz and Sir doesn't need a lot of time, so it'll cook very quickly. So who cares? It's not losing its heat, it isn't going to hurt you. Right, but what are the Chachamim tying back to that? I mean, that's the question. So that's another problem. So those two problems, and then we'll just also do the Tosas. Is Lakol Kederos Vasachatzu Nosim? Okay, this is on the Bryce, I think.
Yeah.
Chol Fasim Chol Kederos Vasachatzu Nosim. Right. So it's saying the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that a Kli Rishon is Mevashel. Kli Rishon is Mevashel only if it's Chomis and Sir, but in general it's not going to be Mevashel. So Sotosa says, Nero didaka b'tavlin polik. Tavlin b'shar dvar and moda de Kli Rishon Mevashel asher vir malar. So he's learning. See, if you notice something which we ran over in the Mishnah, as the Mishnah said, Leitin asuch on tavlin, spices. So until the way Rashi is learning, he didn't make a big deal about tavlin. Tavlin, whatever.
It's whatever
you're putting in. It doesn't matter what you're putting in.
Okay.
But Tosus is saying tavlin is dafka. Tavlin is dafka. That Rabbi Yehuda never meant to argue that Kli Rishon is mevashel. Of course, Kli Rishon is mevashel. But he's talking about it, that he's talking about tavlin, spices. By spices are harder to cook. And since spices are harder to cook, Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that a Kli Rishon is not going to cook them unless you have Chometz or Sira. Right? And the Rabbanan are going to say, no, spices are no different from anything else. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole question is about spices. And the question is, why are spices harder to cook? I mean, that's part of the thing, what's going on here. But that's what he's saying. Spices are different from everything else.
Does Rabbi Klishani also hold the spices issue?
Presumably he does. But I mean, for starters, I mean, I think let's at least explain it in the way which concludes is really
so what's not really Rashi tells us about that?
Yeah, or explain the machlokas within Tosos. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you want, you can explain the machlokas. But I mean, it's, forget about that. And first of all, within Tosos, what's the machlokas? I mean, he's learning the machlokas reading the Chacham totally differently.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's, I think, more primary to explain. You know,
right.
After you get that, then you can contrast it with Rashi, you know? Yeah.